Good morning. My guest this morning is Joel Gonsalves from the Sol Flamenco Dance Troupe, which is going to be at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Saturday the 25th. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to finally be on KRCB with you.
Yes, thank you very much. You say here in the press release that this group is actually trained in Spain. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
How did that happen?
Well, we've studied in Spain independently.
Uh-huh.
Myself, personally, I went there for my first time in 2003. And then I've been there a total of five different times to study flamenco dance exclusively.
Is it difficult for someone to go to Spain and find out where to study?
No. Spain is the one place in the universe that you go to study flamenco.
That's right,
and
of course.
And there's schools all over. All over Spain, not just in Andalusia,
really?
Which is the place where flamenco was born.
So this is the group. And also, is Mark Taylor, the flamenco guitarist, a regular part of your group?
Absolutely. I'm fortunate enough to live half a mile from him, so we get
great.
Together and practice.
Uh-huh.
And he plays for my classes and that kind of thing.
Yes, I interviewed him a long time ago, it seems to me.
Oh, right.
He's really been playing for many years.
He has been. Mm-hmm.
So, April 25th, describe a little bit what your show is like.
Sure. We have two dancers. I'm one of the dancers, and also Mark Taylor playing guitar. And we have a singer by the name of Asrael. His stage name is El Moreno. Both he and one of the dancers, Elite Maniv, are from the Bay Area. So we are so happy to have a couple of guests from the Bay Area. And what people can expect to see at the show is a good variety of different flamenco forms or palos. So you're going to be getting cheerier numbers with lots of smiles and excitement. You'll get that good old dark flamenco that people, I think, have come to love. We like to use fans and shawls and castanets, and we'll be trading off. I'll be doing a little bit of singing, and Asriel will be doing just a little bit of dancing. So I like to bring individuals' talents onto the stage. If they do more than one thing, I certainly want to showcase that.
So what is flamenco about?
Flamenco was born out of Gypsy, Moorish, Jewish culture. Well, of course, many years ago, the first recordings of it are from 1492 in Barcelona, but it did settle in Andalusia. And it is what I like to call the first type of world music, because you have different cultures that are creating these sounds.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's a culture that was oppressed, so you're going to be getting those lyrics about pain and crying and suffering, but you're also going to get songs about the joys of life, the whole gamut of that culture. And so it was really born in Spain.
It seems to be very relevant to our time, because I guess really it's about a people who had to forever be on the move and always getting moved out of the place that they had established their home and trying to find someplace else that would accept them.
Yes.
So there's both the passion and the sorrow about having to live that way.
Right, right. All the expressions of life, the whole gamut of emotions are expressed through flamenco. It's a beautiful art that combines music, song, and dance.
Do you think it is really connected to the gypsy?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely.
And originally from India, perhaps?
Sure. There is a film actually called Lacto Drone, which...
I've seen that film.
Yeah. It allows you to see the gypsy culture moving from India through the world into Andalusia. I believe that the film, I haven't seen it in many years, but I do believe it ends in Andalusia in southern Spain
and
ends with flamenco.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a wonderful film. Well, thank you very much, Joel, for coming in and alerting us to this wonderful event happening at the Occidental Center for the Arts. Let's make sure people know exactly what is going on. This is the Sol Flamenco Dance Troupe, and they'll be on stage at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Saturday, April 25th, 8 p.m. There's cabaret and concert seating, refreshments for sale, and really reservations are advised. And the way to get those is to call the center at 874-9392, online, occidentalcenterforthearts.org, and for information about the group, solflamenco.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.